You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right, like the dude just said. And yes, it is voting day. This is the day, folks. I hope you've already gone to the polls, and if not, you have your plan to go to the polls, because we got a few hours left. 2.07 p.m., May 24th. But listen, as I move into my comments here, it's an election cycle. Politicians are hoping that they're winning your favor. How about wag the dog? Oh, it's a political term. You ever heard that term? Wag the dog. It's really a part of pop culture now, and it comes largely from a movie by the same name starring legendary actors Dustin Hoffman, Robert De Niro, Woody Harrelson, among others. But the term has been around a lot longer than that 1997 movie. The generic use of the phrase, it dates all the way back to 1871 when a reporter was writing about the Democratic Convention and stated that for the convention to control the whole party would be nothing more than the tail wagging the dog. Okay, cool. But the phrase has become synonymous now with a staged distraction designed to rescue a political figure from his own foibles and failings by staging a distraction from which he or she can emerge as the hero. They can say, I feel your pain, and I'm taking certain action of which you will certainly approve and love me for. Well, in the movie, Wag the Dog, a U.S. president fails his re-election bid, and he came up with a scheme of using military action to save his campaign. And this storyline even became a reality, it seemed, the year after it was released when Bill Clinton, who was facing impeachment during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, he was caught in the felony of committing perjury, right? Well, days after the scandal broke, Clinton decided to order missile strikes against two countries in Afghanistan and Sudan. And furthermore, during his impeachment proceedings, Clinton also bombed Iraq, drawing even stronger wag the dog allusions. So with the scandal still on the public's mind in March of 1999, Clinton's administration then launched a bombing campaign against Yugoslavia. So these continuous military actions, they drew more and more attention to the phrase wag the dog, and it grew in popularity. So if someone tells you they see a politician using a wag-the-dog strategy, it literally infers that the politician is apparently struggling for popularity and is doing anything to change the narrative and appear as the savior of all. Now, it's hard to prove. It's not hard to see, but it's hard to prove. Sometimes, though, you look at it and think, wow, that's just obvious. And they're really hoping no one's going to notice. Well, we see it at both the state and the federal levels, and I can give you two examples that ought to set your hair on end. So here's the first one. Let's talk about baby formula for a minute. This one's real for my family. Baby formula, and especially the special formulas designed for children with lactose allergies and upset systems, those right now are as rare as hen's teeth. 40% of the nation's supply of baby formula is missing from the shelves, and parents are literally having to drive all over creation to find it. A can here, a can in the next town over, two cans rumored on Facebook to be at a local store but gone when you rush over there. It's ridiculous. Well, the Biden administration tried to downplay the crisis at first, but don't argue with new moms, ever. And let's be clear. This all happened on Biden's watch, and largely due to his administration's action and or inactions. Let me name them for you. Overextending the COVID lockdowns, plus the supply chain debacle, plus the rising cost of fuel, plus farm-to-market woes, plus FDA's Abbott formula plant shutdown without any follow-up to let them reopen, and suddenly you have Biden's baby formula crisis. It's real, and it's happening. So what did Biden's crew come up with? They decided it's actually okay to use foreign-made baby formula all of a sudden. Ha-ha! Apparently it's not the killer the FDA always said that it was. And they engaged the U.S. military's heavy airlift capacity to begin shipping formula, over 78,000 pounds so far, from Germany to the U.S. Biden has literally turned the much-vaunted U.S. Air Force into a uniformed version of Uber Eats, delivering basic food staples to U.S. citizens and then touting the efforts of the administration to resolve the crisis. A crisis of their own making, by the way. The tail is wagging the dog here, and we are not blind. All right, that's federal. But how about the state level? Yes, there has been some epic level tail wagging of the dog, let me tell you. Now, do you remember when Governor Ivey shut down businesses for an extended period of time during COVID? People were shocked to find out that their own state government chose to designate some as essential and others as non-essential. The government got to pick the winners and the losers, basically. And the insult added to injury when the ability to reopen tarried for an incessant amount of time, causing some businesses to just disappear forever. A lawsuit is even underway right now as we speak. But suddenly, the level of folks out of work just skyrocketed, and unemployment claims became way more common than paychecks in some places. And, well, the state's unemployment compensation fund, it's something that every employer who writes a paycheck has to contribute to. Well, that fund, that unemployment compensation fund, it was depleted in record time. But in swooped the federal government with massive tranches of taxpayer funds freshly printed in D.C. to save the day, and the Ivey administration had to consider how best to spend it all. Billions of dollars. Basically, it nearly all went to government. Not the taxpayers, not tax breaks or tax reductions, but to the government itself. And the place it went to in the largest batches was the state unemployment compensation fund. Look what we've done. We have saved the day. We spent good money to replace money that you gave us to spend, but which our policies made worse, so we had to use more of your money to replace the money that we had. We have saved you. Aren't you pleased? No. So yes, basically the Ivey administration had a bad situation which they made worse, and as a result they had to take the vast majority of the money that was designated to assist the state and its citizens and plug the hole in the dike that they had made in the unemployment compensation fund. And then as the tail wagged the dog, Ivy took the victory lap. It was something to behold. Now listen, you hear me talking like this. I'm not jaded. I believe there are good people in government who are there for the right reasons. There are solid folks who are humble and they want to make a positive difference. I know because I know a lot of them. But there are some who are so intent on maintaining their image that they will do all they can to distract you from peeking behind the curtain and recognizing that they have actually failed. Even to the extent that they might try to stage an opportunity to look like a hero when in fact they may be more the villain. Wag the dog. Watch for the distractions. Watch for the head fake. Call it when you see it. Don't let that dog get wagged. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, there it is. I'm just telling you, wag the dog. It's like part of our lexicon now. Unfortunately, it is because it happens. And there's two examples right there. Biden's baby formula crisis and Ivy's unemployment compensation fund crisis. They helped create both of them, then they solved them, and then they asked you to applaud. Wow. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, here on Voting Day. We'll be right back.